Chapter 10. As soon as Judith had ceased crying out to the God of Israel and had concluded all these words, she rose from where she lay prostrate. She called her maid, and they went down into the house where she spent her Sabbaths and her feast days. She removed the sackcloth she had been wearing, took off her widow's garments, washed her body with water, and anointed herself with precious ointment. She arranged her hair and bound it with a fillet, and dressed herself in the festive attire that she used to wear while her husband Manasseh was living. She chose sandals for her feet, and put on her anklets, bracelets, rings, earrings, and all her other jewelry. In this way, she made herself very beautiful, to captivate the eyes of all the men who should see her. She gave her maid a leather skin of wine and a cruse of oil. She filled a bag with roasted grain, dried fig cakes, and fine bread. Then she wrapped up all these provisions and gave them to the maid to carry. Then they went out to the gate of Bethulia and found Uzziah standing there with the elders of the city, Cabras and Carmi. When these men saw Judith transformed in appearance and dressed differently, they were very greatly astounded at her beauty and said to her,
"May the God of our fathers grant you favor and fulfill your plans for the glory of the Israelites and the exaltation of Jerusalem."
She bowed down to God. Then she said to them,
"Order the city gate to be opened for me, so that I may go out and accomplish what we discussed."
So they ordered the young men to open the gate for her as she requested. When they had done this, Judith went out, accompanied by her maid. The men of the city watched her until she had gone down the mountain and crossed the valley, where they lost sight of her. As Judith and her maid walked straight on through the valley, they encountered an Assyrian patrol. The men took her into custody and asked her,
"To what people do you belong? And where are you coming from? And where are you going?"
She replied,
"I am a daughter of the Hebrews, but I am fleeing from them because they're about to be delivered up to you as prey. I have come to see Holofernes, the commander-in-chief of your army, to give him a true report. I will show him the route by which he can ascend and take possession of the whole mountain district without losing a single one of his men, captured or slain."
When the men heard her words and had gazed upon her face, which was marvelously beautiful in their eyes, they said to her,
"By promptly coming down to see our master, you have thus saved your life. Now go at once to his tent. Some of us will escort you and hand you over to him."
So they detailed 100 of their men to accompany her and her maid, and these conducted them to Holofernes' tent. And the news of her arrival spread among the tents, drawing a tumultuous crowd throughout the whole camp. They came and gathered around her as she stood waiting outside Holofernes' tent while he was being informed about her. They marveled at her beauty, admiring the Israelites because of her. And they said to one another,
"Who can despise this people who has women such as this among them? It is not wise to leave one of their men alive, for if any were to be spared, they could beguile the whole earth."
Then those who slept beside Holofernes and all his servants came out and ushered her into the tent. Holofernes was reclining on his bed under a canopy that was woven with purple and gold, emeralds, and other precious stones. And they went and announced her to him. And he came out to the tent's antechamber, with silver lamps carried before him. And when Judith came into the presence of Holofernes and his servants, they all marveled at the beauty of her face. She threw herself down prostrate before him, but his servants raised her up.